Are bananas harmful to your kidneys? Dietitian approved by Zornica Stojčeva. This article is professionally reviewed by the registered dietitian Melanie Betts. This audio article is part of the Raw Beauty Source audio blog. Did you know that one medium banana contains about 425 milligrams of potassium? This is about 10% of the total recommended daily intake of the mineral. This makes bananas one of the richest fruits in potassium, more than 200 milligrams of potassium per portion, together with oranges, apricots, avocado, prunes, and dried fruits. But why is that important to mention? For some people with advanced chronic kidney disease, CKD, it is important to limit the consumption of bananas and other potassium-rich foods. This is because the mineral can build up in the body and result in increased risk of life-threatening health conditions. But this is only one of the aspects when it comes to bananas and kidney health. In this article, we will talk bananas, potassium, and kidney health. We will guide you through the frequently asked questions about the effects of potassium on blood pressure, kidney stones, kidney disease, and dialysis. Let's get started! Are bananas harmful to your kidneys? Bananas are a great source of potassium, which is vital for supporting proper body and cell functions, including kidneys. The mineral is key for regulating fluid retention in the body, together with sodium, as well as maintaining normal blood pressure levels. In fact, potassium deficiency is closely associated with a rise in blood pressure levels, which can significantly increase the risk of kidney damage, heart disease, and stroke. For that reason, potassium-rich foods, including bananas, are an important part of the dietary approaches to stop hypertension eating pattern. These foods can indirectly protect healthy kidneys from hypertension-related damage and impairment. That being said, kidneys make sure you get balanced potassium levels in the blood by filtering and excreting excess amounts of the mineral out of the body. But what happens if your kidneys are damaged, their functions are impaired, such as in kidney disease? They cannot excrete excess potassium, which can lead to mineral buildup in the body for some people, and this can be associated with adverse effects. Here's the advice from the registered dietitian Melanie Betts. Quote, potassium is a complicated issue when it comes to kidney health. For most people, a diet high in potassium can help control blood pressure and prevent kidney disease. Even for most people with kidney disease, a high potassium diet can help keep blood pressure in check and prevent further damage to the kidneys. The right amount of potassium for you is dependent on your lab values. It is particularly important to ask your doctor or ask to see a dietitian to figure out how much potassium is right for you. It is important to remember that even if you have to limit how much potassium you eat, fruits and vegetables are still a critical part of a healthy diet for kidneys. For many people, focusing on reducing potassium additives, often found in meat, poultry, and processed foods, is most important to reduce potassium intake. End of quote. Can you eat bananas with chronic kidney disease? A typical renal diet, that's recommended for people with chronic kidney disease, including those on dialysis, is different for everyone. If blood levels of potassium start to go up, a healthy renal diet excludes foods rich in potassium like bananas, apricots, nuts, avocados, squash, and potatoes, because the kidneys cannot effectively filter and excrete excess amounts of the mineral. This can result in hyperkalemia, buildup of potassium. The symptoms of this health condition include heart palpitations, weakness, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, and vomiting. It's important to mention that while mild hyperkalemia may be asymptomatic, a significant buildup of potassium can result in life-threatening complications. Examples include cardiac arrest, weakness, and arrhythmias. Do bananas cause kidney stones? Kidney stones are another story. The National Kidney Foundation suggests that potassium citrate can be used for kidney stone prevention and treatment, as it may increase the urine citrate as well as urine's pH, making it less acidic. Besides, according to a 2016 study, higher dietary potassium intake, like eating potassium-rich foods like bananas, can be associated with a 33 to 56% reduced risk of kidney stones formation. The study results showed that potassium supply from food sources was associated with an increase in urine volume, reduced acidity, and lower saturation of calcium oxalate and uric acid in the urine. Conclusion: kidney health is not simple. And while bananas and other potassium-rich foods can benefit and support your overall health, kidney functions, and reduce the risk of kidney stones formation, they may not be healthy for people with advanced chronic kidney disease. For people with chronic kidney disease who have high potassium levels, high potassium foods may result in severe health complications. For that reason, monitoring your potassium blood levels and following the advice and dietary recommendations of your healthcare provider or clinical dietitian is crucial for supporting your kidney health. Frequently asked questions about kidney health: is chronic kidney disease reversible? Generally, chronic kidney disease is not reversible. Instead, treatment methods and therapy plans aim to slow down the progression of the disease, prevent complications, relieve symptoms, and improve overall quality of life of the patients. Is kidney stones a kidney disease? While kidney stones can increase the risk of kidney disease development, those two health conditions are not the same. Kidney stones are tiny but hard deposits of minerals and salts that don't necessarily cause or are caused by kidney impairment. In comparison, kidney disease represents an impaired function of the kidneys that prevents them from filtering chemicals effectively. What foods are in a renal diet? A typical renal diet, that for patients with kidney disease, focuses on foods low in sodium, phosphorus, and potassium. Besides, this diet often limits the consumption of foods that are high in protein and fat. Instead, a renal diet promotes all kinds of fruit, veggies, lean protein, refined grains, healthy fats and liquids. Are kidney stones painful? Depending on the size of the kidney stone, they can be either painless or painful. Very small stones can go without any symptoms. How to keep kidney healthy naturally? Healthy individuals can prevent the development of kidney stones and kidney disease by following several lifestyle rules. 1. Drinking enough liquids. 2. Following a balanced diet with enough minerals, vitamins, healthy fats, slowly digestible carbs, and high-quality proteins. 3. Limiting alcohol and smoking habits. And 4. Balancing weight. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Robi Resource audio blog.